If that's what you wanna do. If that's what you wanna do, do, do. If you want to make them scream, look at me. It's simple, we'll make it easily. If you need that something but don't know what it is, shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. You've got to twist your body, twirl it all around, make it pop and sizzle, now squish it on the ground. If you need that something but don't know what it is, shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. We can go crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop. If that's what you wanna do, we can go crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop. If that's what you wanna do, do. If that's what you wanna do. If that's what you wanna do, do, do. You squish it in your hand, make it pop, red and white, tomato soup can. If you need that something, and that's really what you want, shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. You've got to stir that mixture, make it really thick, let it drip all over. Now give the spoon a lick. If you need that something, and that's really what you want, shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. We can go crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop. If that's what you wanna do, we can go crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop, crazy in the pop. If that's what you wanna do,
we can jump up.
Welcome, welcome to, I didn't turn Spencer on. There we go. There, you missed
you can,
a lot of
you
yes.
You can put me in a box, but you can't.
Put me in a box.
Put me in a box.
That
track slapped.
That track did slap heavy. Heavy.
It bounced around like a ball.
Yes, it did. That was the artist Sophie. The song was VZ, part of the whole PC music genre, or it's actually a debate, because some call PC a genre, but it's actually a label that just kind of has dominated this type of bubblegum pop music. So it's kind of taken...
Bubblegum pop,
yeah,
like,
you like that? Yeah. So it's kind of taken on this... genre quality, even though it's a label.
I'm into it.
Yeah. That's just a little fun fact. Hope you had fun. We'll see you next week. we've got a good show for you tonight.
Whole new slew of material.
Yep.
That we've been working on.
We're out of the training period.
I miss them already.
I do too. The good kids. The good kids. but... So... We told you in our first show that we wanted to have a little more structure, a little more themage going on. So today, Spence, do you want to introduce our theme for the night? Or shall I?
Sure. So today, you know, when we make music,
right?
You know, seven naked people in a room, no one's touching.
Seven naked people in a room, no one's touching.
It's the start.
Let that marinate.
Yeah. Give it space. Let her let her breathe. And ponder it. Why are they not touching?
Why are they not touching? Based on true events, by the way. By the way. Send me on my way. Why are they not touching, Spence? I'm schvetzing in here. I gotta take off this fleece.
There are seven people in the station right now.
All of them touching.
appendages everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't tell you, and I might have to consult some outside sources and do some intel on this.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
We'll have an answer within the hour. I can always give my hypothesis, but maybe I'll let that wait for a bit.
Yeah.
Let the show really pick up speed.
A magician never tells his tricks.
It's true. Honestly, now I'm cold. I took off that fleece and now I'm cold.
Why don't you complain about it?
I am.
Okay, all right.
To more people than just you and me. To a whole 15 of them, based on our...
I bet we've already lost listeners.
We have not.
Okay.
Amazingly enough. They love us.
Thank you for validating us.
Yeah. How's your week been?
Week's been pretty good. Haven't had a whole lot of work that I've needed to do, which is pretty good. I've been kind of chilling, which is good. Got into Game of Thrones, into Game of Thrones.
For the first time?
For the first time, Emma, and I've been watching it, and it's good. I didn't think, I thought...
An unpopular opinion.
Yeah, for everyone else who's also still watching season one of Game of Thrones, feel free to give me a shout. I'd love to talk over some theories and not...
People, and people seem to really like this show.
You know, and I think to myself, I say, you know, so I don't know. but it's good. It's got a lot of pieces, you know, there's a lot to keep track.
Magic? Question
mark? There is some magic. There's some sorcery, some sci-fi, some what have you, a little divergence from ye old medieval narrative.
Right. the traditional medieval narrative.
Which, you know, I like. I'm not adverse to. Little dragon never hurt no one.
A little revisionist history.
Revisionist history. Great podcast by Malcolm Gladwell.
It's a plug. He's one of our sponsors, so we have to say his name every
time.
I
wish. That'd be amazing. So, for this thing that I am doing, this podcast that I'm making.
Yeah, talk to the people about it.
Oh, not yet. So,
never mind.
Not yet. But basically, I've been emailing all these, famous podcasters, hey, my name is Spencer Perry. I'm like, I'm making this podcast. I'm off the internet. Will you talk to me about your process of making podcasts? So I would love to have Malcolm on and have him help me. He hasn't responded yet. Nor has anyone
else.
Okay. But that's okay. You know, I was using pretty obscure, nebulous ways to contact people. I think I need to get a little bit louder, a little more personal.
MySpace.
Like email.
Like the cloud.
The cloud.
Did you utilize the cloud?
I used the cloud. I shouted into the cloud.
Beautiful.
And no one shouted back. And that's how I feel about my week so far.
Oof.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
You're fine.
Nah. I got you.
Malcolm Gladwell recently interviewed Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
Don't know how that went.
I figured.
Didn't really interact with that content.
But it was like a headline you read.
It was so... One of my Facebook friends, not my actual friend, a Facebook friend.
Mm.
He was an older gentleman from my high school. he shared a screenshot of him in the crowd of that interview. That's how I knew.
Did he work at the high school? Was he a student?
An older gentleman, meaning like when I was a freshman, he was a senior.
Okay.
Except not actually, because he got kicked out of the school earlier than senior year.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was drama.
Drama.
It was drama.
Drama, drama, drama.
Now he's a god.
And he, funny fact, is one of the seven people.
Seven people. What seven
not
people?
Not touching.
Not touching in the room.
That's your first clue. That's your first clue. This is how this is gonna work. We're gonna give little breadcrumbs, little bits and pieces,
mm-hmm.
names, whispers, identifiers.
Yes.
Ambiguous identifiers.
Meta identifiers, mm-hmm. one could say.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll help you guys. If you guys have the answer, call in right now.
Yeah. The answer, the phone number is 7783. It's not. I'm not. It's 855-915-WMFO.
I like the way your mouth made noises there.
No matter at all. I was just slapping air in and out. That's all speaking. Just slurping it up, glurping it down.
Slurping it up and glurping it down. That you can also use that.
Yeah, you can quote me on that.
Okay. I just coughed into the mic like a fool.
Enjoy that, Misha. Who's coming on next?
DJ Friendzone. It's gonna be a great show. Okay.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I had an interesting day of classes today.
Oh yeah. Talk to us about it.
It was hard to put myself in. It was very heady stuff. Hard to put myself in the position of a Polish worker in a factory town in post-Soviet breakup Poland.
Who?
Yet that was what we were working on today.
Like visualizing you in that scenario?
Just being able to understand what, because it's an anthropology class,
sure.
Anthropology of socialism, so it's, about conceptualizing the actual livelihoods of these individuals, and
mm-hmm.
I don't really know what a factory city is or a factory town, because as we noted in class, the teacher said it's quite different from the American version of a company town, you know, like towns from especially like the 50s and 60s built around like, you know, an iron mill or a car factory.
Oh, interesting.
So
it's a different
configuration. Much more reliant on the factory in Poland.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
It was
I would have seen the distinction between like you know some a place whose main like sect like a city whose main sector is like the financial district or something like that, but I think of like a car plant as like being like a factory town.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. That's the second individual of seven, a Polish worker who engages in the popularism movement ideologies, populist. So a populist Polish worker and an expelled high school student is what you're working with right now. We'll let you marinate your faces with that.
Just roam in that. Rub them in that rub.
Yeah, rub your faces all over that rub. And don't talk to me ever again. Because you're disgusting with all that marinade on your face. Lord, help me. Should we play a little music?
Yeah.
I think we're devolving.
I've got a great one.
What are you
We got a real tone changer.
Here we go. Enjoy.
Oh my God, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. grace of mind and you're calm and composed. You're more like the taste of wine and I'm chasing a high. And know that baby, I would fall down. Will you pick me up? Will you take my hand? Give me another chance when I fuck up. Or maybe we're supposed to be enemies. Maybe I'm selfish and conceited. Maybe you're over this and me. Maybe I should go just back and leave. But then we stare each other down. And I can feel the something down deep. Then the words tumble out you. Boy, we're best when we don't speak. Let your body say,
let's make love or make some out of blame.
Fade. I've always hated that moment. It's been bittersweet in my mouth just as we face ourselves. Oh my song says it all. Do you hear it in the verse? Not a second to waste away.
Party people.
Hello, party people. Let's get the people going.
Let's get the people going. Whew. Let's recap what we heard. Kevin Morby.
Beautiful Strangers. Yeah, worth listening to the lyrics nice. On that one. If y'all... Are you
able to give a little taste of like the meaning you've found?
I mean, it's just like we're all kind of more similar than we classically tell ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then after that,
we had the artist is I Am Oak, and the song was On Trees and Birds and Fire. I don't have much to say about that, but I am a fan of the group I Am Oak, or the person.
You don't know if it's a group or a person?
I haven't done my research enough.
I liked the song artist both incorporating the trees.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he has an interesting voice also, which draws me in. Kind of nasally. Kind of like congested.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
A little bit of that, actually.
A little bit of that, a little bit of that, ooh. And a little bit of...
Oh, Lord.
I got my phlegm bucket with me today.
There's more where that came from. Y'all.
Y'all.
Then we had
Kai Straw. Friction.
Wicka, 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 wicka. Friction. That's what the seven people who were in... a room naked together but not touching felt. And then the last song
I mean, clearly not like actual friction because they weren't, you know, touching.
Is like
right, just a kind
just different. Emotional psychoanalytic friction.
Yeah.
The type you feel
when you see something falling and you like you can't save it, but yeah. You really try to and it crashes. I'm thinking specifically in DeWitt when something crashes and you just...
It's embarrassing.
And you just,
Everyone sees it.
That kind of... That initial friction. I'm trying to think. Maybe that's not the best example. There's... I don't know. When would you feel a similar kind of friction?
A similar kind of friction?
I think a good example is just like when you're with someone and like you both know something, but like you're not talking about it, and it's like the elephant in the room kind of feeling.
Can that relate to feelings for each other as well?
I think so. Isn't or like, you know, you need to talk about something or mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's it's just like, there. Yeah, there's friction there.
There's friction there for sure.
Because there's you, there's the topic that's not being talked about, and the other person, and the topic is just like,
yeah.
it's just grinding up on both y'all's and kind of just consuming you, and you're just rubbing yourself all around it.
Oh, yeah. And then the last song you heard was Verse by Rye. Off of the album,
yeah,
Woman.
I like that a lot.
I love Rye. Beautiful.
Good bread.
Beautiful lyrics, beautiful...
grain.
Beautiful music. Beautiful silence in Rye's songs.
Hmm.
Beautiful green, yeah.
Just your friendly neighborhood reminder that silence is actually a sound.
Yeah, true. I agree. Wholeheartedly. 100p.
All right. That was the third person in the room was silence.
Yeah, okay. To recap, we have an expelled high school student. We have a populist Polish worker. And we have silence. Dang, honestly. This is... If you don't feel the friction just from these three, get yourself checked. Get yourself checked.
Now, I know that a lot of you probably think you know where this is headed. You yeah. probably think you've solved
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's like, oh, I've heard this one before.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the fourth person comes in, changes it all.
Yeah.
Not going to give any spoilers yet. We're going to have to wait for them to come in. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, hold back your assumptions.
Yeah.
So we're at a question for Nick, and he wanted to discuss it on air. The question was, what would be, like, if you were to express yourself through performance art, what would be the performance?
I think I would want to use, so it can be really any type of performance, correct?
Yeah.
I think... I've always had, so you know Reggie Watts?
Yeah, of course.
And the stuff that he does with like looper pedals and stuff like that, looping, creating these layered soundscapes. I would love to do that. I would love to have my guitar with me, maybe make it more than music, maybe do like an entire, Spencer is getting...
Please?
Up close. Sorry.
Yeah.
Save it for the studio.
You'd like to get not just instruments.
Like, I'm trying to think of how I can create like a scene, as if from play, but then with looping.
Yeah.
With characters, as the different loops.
I'm into that. There's ideas there. I will say that. I mean, I went once to a noise show. It was hosted by Boston Hassle. Boston Hassle, shout out to them. It was called Library Sounds. And their main headlining act was a guy named Crank Sturgeon, which, A, I love the name.
Crank
but B,
Sturgeon.
Basically, he was like, I don't know how familiar you are with noise music, but so he like would construct these things in the library. And then kind of like he took saran wrap from like one bookshelf case to like one that was across the room and stretched it real tight. And then he threw a little like microphone on there and then like would do these like thwacking sounds to like create these like just like weird kind of and then, like, we would loop them and that kind of stuff. So I think it would be cool if you could, like, pick a fun environment to do this within. And then, like, kind of create some create some like characters and like scenery based upon like what's in your environment.
That would be very cool. I like that idea.
But yeah, he did all sorts of funky stuff.
Crank Sturgeon.
Whew. Crazy.
What would you do?
What would I do? See, you were like thinking like real, like I was thinking of like absurd, like
right.
I was thinking of like I don't know, like the Yoko Ono, like like just stand in like a completely blank room and just scream until like your lungs. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what my manifestation of that would be. I was talking to Sean recently about lathering myself in peanut butter.
Oh, you're speaking my language.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do with my peanut buttered self.
I mean, when I was lathering myself in peanut butter last night, I just threw on an old record that took me back to my middle school days when I would lather myself up with peanut butter and explore my body.
Way to invalidate my ideas. Okay. So the peanut butter idea is a no-go.
How about this? How about you lather yourself in peanut butter, I'll lather myself in jelly, and then we'll hug, and call it a day.
Yeah, weird. I'm into it.
Freaking day.
I told you about
that. And then I want birds to throw breadcrumbs at us to complete the sandwich and reverse the general dynamics. Yeah. I want to see what it's like.
To be now, I'm just imagining birds with like really like meaty hands, just throwing rye at us. You know, just throwing just sourdough, just aiming for our faces.
Yes.
Goddamn pigeons.
Our slippery bodies, sticky bodies, sticky bodies.
Friction. Okay. So.
10:43.
You know,
this hour is going
time
by.
It is.
10:43.
He's good.
I'm good. I've been at this business a while. When was the last time you were truly excited for a day to start? You woke up and you were like, this is going to be the fuego day.
Interesting. That's a good question. Because I really try to wake up every morning with that mentality, but you and I both know that some days are more exciting than others.
Correct.
I think I was pretty excited to wake up homecoming was exciting because I was like homecoming, and then I was going to a concert that evening, and I was like already had told myself I wasn't going to do any work.
Beautiful.
Trying to think like real excitement, like can't fall asleep type excitement, you know?
That I feel like it hasn't happened for me for a while.
Yeah.
I can't fall asleep excitement.
I mean, like, Christmas was definitely like a you know, as an archetypal kind of manifestation of those feelings for many young children in the Western-centric world. I'm trying to like write, because it's like also too, it's like I would hope if I was super excited I would like, you know, remember it. So either I have just horrible memory, which is kind of true, or I just like haven't been super excited for a really long time. But I've had a lot of like I'll put it this way, I'm not sure when the last time I was super excited was, but I also am not sure when the last time I've woken up and dreaded. A day. I think that also, or that has definitely been a while.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you've maintained a relatively homeostatic level of excitement.
I'm a pretty homeostatic person.
I've always said that about you.
I've heard the whispers. Don't think I don't know.
Yeah. You got eyes everywhere.
If you wanted to have an eye anywhere, where would it be? That's not your current eyes. Like, you got a third eye, you got to put it everywhere. No consequences.
No consequences, so, like, it wouldn't hurt me.
It wouldn't hurt anywhere. No, like,
like, if I had it on my hand and I high-fived someone, would it hurt me?
No, purely location.
Purely location. Does it look weird? Does it look like an eye? Or is it just, like, another line of sight?
I don't think you should factor in other people's opinions about you.
That's what I was looking for.
It can be anywhere. Okay. No judgment. No, yeah.
Okay.
Perfect world we don't live in.
Right. I gotta say my hand. Just because...
It's versatile.
It's versatile. It can go any way. And then it's the highest I can get my body to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's good. That's practical.
So... That's what I would say for me.
Hand makes sense. I was going to say foot.
Interesting.
Like the top of my toe. Just because I had a crazy, crazy, crazy experience this summer where I was lying in some grass. And I was like, my face was like, in the grass.
Yeah.
And... I could see just this beautiful, beautiful, just like, I don't know, piece of humanity in the way that, like, these ants were interacting with each other. And, like, I could just see, like, the grass as, like, their environment. And the different ways that, like, you know, I was imagining, like, you know, this little, you know, ant hole here, you know, this was this faction, and they were related to this faction over here that I could see. And I could see the kind of, the flies that were like buzzing around.
Wow, that's very.
It was a super cool like perspective to see for half a second, and I think I would benefit from seeing it a little bit more often.
I like that.
Yeah, it was weird, but cool.
Did you ever have an ant farm growing up?
I didn't. But an idea that I've been tossing around recently. Actually, I've definitely seen ant farms in person, but I've never had one. I would like our house to hatch some butterflies.
Ooh, I would enjoy that.
Because that also feels like, I mean, with enough research, like that feels like a pretty... We could do it in a way that like wouldn't be super... like
invasive
kind of, yeah,
space. And it, yeah, butterflies are great, are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It would be cool if we could have
a bee farm
and just produce these, just be producers of productive aviation based insects.
Mm-hmm.
That provide a lot to this world.
Yeah, seriously, I have not kept up on the bee crisis. Is it still very much a thing?
I also have not kept up on the bee crisis, unfortunately.
See, this is what the world does to you.
It does. It sidetracks you.
It sidetracks you all the dang time.
It just overloads you with a specific situation for periods of time and forces you to push out stuff that you've already been thinking about for the past week or month, and then you have to make room for this new stuff that seems to be the most important thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. We move on so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's great and very evolutionary and very like, all right, we dealt with it and we're moving on.
Yeah.
But sometimes, yeah, sometimes it thinks. Sometimes it feels like we should be addressing things with a little more longevity.
I
don't know.
It seems like, to me, it seems to produce some very temporary and I don't know about fake, but temporary empathy for like certain situations where we'll be told how to feel or react to a certain situation, but then, or to people going through a certain situation, but then very quickly just move past that, whether it's like Puerto Rico, you know?
Right.
Which has not been the front page of the news of, you know, of most of my news sources anymore.
Right.
While it's still very much, you know,
It
was sensationalized for those, that like week that it was happening, when there's the conflict between the mayor of San Juan and Donald Trump. But then once that got resolved and that like news story that could attack Donald Trump was over, then like, oh, now we're not going to report on this as much.
Even
though 90% of the country is still without, or not country, of the territory is still without power.
What's interesting to me too is like, it seems like it's weird. Yeah, I mean, like, if the same, right, if these places are like putting out the same headline, then, right, like that's like just not, you know, financially financially making sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious as to like, you would think that if they put out the same headline, we would get more desensitized to it because we've seen it so much.
Hmm.
But oddly, we seem to be equally desensitized with just a quick blurb about it, you know? I think a lot of this has to do with just like that we are just, you know, not directly or really indirectly affected to our knowledge or to our everyday lives. And so that's just how, you know, that's why it's so easy for us to not, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's also like, if every source wants to get the story out first, then there's a rush to the process of reporting a story, potentially, and like more of a desire to get the story out rather than to, I don't know, scratch under the surface and like deep dive. And I don't know, I have to hone that thought. But something I'm thinking about
in terms of
building a basis of support and like, you know, producing a story or producing an in-depth enough analysis of a situation so that people can actually feel empathy and like kind of try to connect on a deeper level than just the initial shock value of, oh my god, this hurricane hit, or oh my god, you know, this active shooter killed this many people.
I mean, it definitely seems like a lot of these places have the mentality of like their business is to inform,
right,
and like actually inform but not necessarily have an effect, you know?
Right.
I don't know. Heck if I know.
Yeah.
But you're right. It definitely feels like I don't know. Well, I keep coming back to just the idea that it's like, it feels, I don't know if this is just like an our generation thing or like a getting disillusioned with the world type 20-year-old thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just so hard to motivate people to give a crap about people that aren't them.
Right.
It's such like a stupidly basic thing to say, but.
No, it's not. It's also strange because, and like, in such a like world of global knowledge, you know, where we'll learn about something on the other side of the planet or something on the other side of the country.
Right.
You know, it's weird. It's like a hard thing to get people to form actual connection to that type of thing.
Right.
And
right.
to know what to do to actually help and to mobilize and be able to, like, you know, people don't know what to do past giving money, you know?
Mm.
And like maybe there's not much to do, and like maybe past that you're in the way, or you're not helping. But you know, like, what, like,
yeah,
there's like, it's weird, and it's such a diverse array of issues that we're seeing in very different areas that, like, I don't know, it's tough to form some sort of opinion on how to help or what your involvement can be. We should crank in a little PSA. Yeah. Also, just to remind you all, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. This is When We Make Music. And I know you've all been waiting to hear what the seven people are, who the seven people are. But you'll just have to wait a little longer, I suppose. Let's do... Yikes. Don't want to do that. Or... Let's do a Dead Cambridge Bicyclists PSA, because our friend Finn got hit by a car on a skateboard today. He's fine, but just in that vein. Last year, two bicyclists were killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more were injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. There we go.
Dang, that sucks.
Yeah.
Is he all right?
He's fine. He popped his shoulder back in. It came out of place, and he popped it back in. His board is broken in a few pieces, but his sponsors are sending him a new one. So,
cool.
Which is sick that he's sponsored.
Today I was running, and I just, like, I really had some close calls. You gotta be... It's easy to just, like, zone out and just, like, not realize that, like, hey, yeah, you gotta look both ways.
Yeah.
Also, fun thing about looking both ways, if you ever are feeling down on yourself and you say, I need a little pick-me-up, find a street, look left, look right, say to yourself, I know with 100% confidence, if I cross the street, I'm not gonna get hit by a car. And then cross the street and then reap the rewards of knowing.
Wow. I like that. That's good.
What's up,
Misha? So with that.
Yeah. It's just,
That's a little. Yeah.